The following shiur has been presented by Harav Yosef Grossman, Senior Educational Rabbinic Coordinator at the Orthodox Union, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph tells us the classical case of the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai known as Doifen Akumo. And let us see that case inside. Ba'yesh Nifchas V'Sichach Al Gabav. If the roof of a house, there was a hole in that roof, and he puts chach on top of that hole. Im yesh ben akoysel l'sichach dalet ames psula. If from the wall to the kosher schach there is dalet ames of regular roofing, then it's pasul. Bad ha'pachas mikan. But if there's less than dalet ames from the adjacent wall to the kosher schach, then it is ksheira. And why is it kosher? Based on the principle on the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai of Doifen Akumo, that we will say that the plaster of the roof, which is Pasul Schach, is considered part of the adjacent wall, and that wall is a crooked wall, and the crooked wall is going up to the kosher Schach. So by less than Dalet Ames, we say that we have this concept of Doifen Akumo. The question that we will discuss today, which the Rishonim and Achronim grapple with, is what will be the halacha when you have two halacha l'moshe mesinais? In this case of Ba'ishan, Nifchas, V'sich HaGabav, we're only using one halacha l'moshe mesinai of Doifen Akumo. What about if you would require two halachas? Would you say that the sukkah is kosher as well or not? And we will give two examples, two possibilities where we would use two halacha l'moshe mesinais. The first case would be where we have a wall going right up to the roof. Then we have the roof, which is the pasul schach. Then we're going to have that hole, which has the kosher schach. But between the end of the roof, which is the pasul schach, and the schach kosher, there is a space of less than three tvachim, which we know is the halacha l'moshe mesinai of Lavad, that it's considered as if that space is filled up, and we have the kosher schach right next to the rest of the roof. So here, in order to say that it's a kosher sukkah, you'll have to come on to two halacha l'moshe mesinais. You'll have to say doifen akuma, that it's considered a crooked wall up to the hole of less than three tvachim, which is Lavad, and then you're going to use the second halacha l'moshe mesinai of Lavad. Do we say that we use two halacha l'moshe mesinais or not? A second example. We have, as far as the roof goes, we have the roofing, which is the pasul schach, and that roofing goes right up to the hole in the roof upon which there is kosher schach. However, when it comes to the wall, the adjacent wall, which we're going to say Doifen Akumo, here we don't have the wall going right up to the roof. We have a wall, let us say, of 10 tvachim, but then there is a space up to the roof. So we're going to need another halacha l'moshe mesinai, which is called good asik. We're going to have to say that the wall is stretched up till the roof, and then we're going to use the second halacha l'moshe mesinai of Doifen Akumo. And we will say, now that we have a wall reaching up to the roof based on the halacha l'moshe mesinai of good asik, we're going to say that this whole wall and roof is all one crooked wall reaching up to the kosher schach, and then we will have a kosher sukkah based on two halacha l'moshe mesinais. Do we say this or not? So the Rishon who discusses this is the Ran. The Ran is found on the Rif. The Rif is on Daf Beis Amud Aleph in the Dafim of the Rif, and it's in the Divrei HaMaschil, in the middle of the Divrei HaMaschil of the Ran, Bono. Says the Ran, V'zel Lashonai, Ulefi Shita Zu, Gam Kein Al Korchach, Kish. We're speaking about where the walls are reaching up to the schach, When will we say Daif and Akuma? Only in the classic case that we have here on Daf Dalet in Sukkah, where the wall is going right up to the roof. Then you have the pasul schach of the roof itself, so you'll say doif and akuma that it reaches up to the kosher schach. Fine, that's one halacha ma'aseh Sinai. But now you're going to be using two halacha ma'aseh Sinai. You're going to have to stretch the wall upwards through the halacha ma'aseh Sinai of good asig, and then say doif and akuma. Says the run, we do not say that. So the Rabbi Akiva Eger in the Shas and Shuvas in Siman Yud Beis, Rabbi Akiva Eger understands this run, that the run is saying that we cannot use two halachal l'maishim esinai simultaneously. However, as we're going to see, Rabbi Akiva Eger gives a depth in this psul. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, v'zel l'shoinai, v'nirali bir divri haran loy bepshutai. I'm going to explain the run not the way you would understand it simply. The Eina Sukkah Miskasheris Al Yedei Beis Hilchos Yachad Lavud V'Doif and Akuma. For example, in the case where we had less than three tefachim from the roof to the kosher schach, and now you're going to have to come on to make the sukkah kosher, you're going to have to come on to Doif and Akuma and to Lavud. So it's not the pshat that the run is saying you never use two halachas. Ella, the kavanah saran hecha the efshar laden al echad. Ella mikoyach idach. If I can only use one halacha l'maishu misina, if I first use another one, if I don't have the first one, I'll be unable to have the second one. For example, in the case where the two halacha l'maishu misina are doif and akuma and lavud from the roof, the pasul schach to the kosher schach. Now, there is a man d'yomer who holds that ain lovet me'emtza. You don't say lovet in the middle. You only say lovet on the side, next to the wall, not in the middle of a structure. So according to the man d'yomer, ain lovet me'emtza, I efshar laden al lovet rak mikoyech damrina doifin akuma. So the only way I'll be able to use the halacha l'maishim sinai of lovet is only if I first use the halacha l'maishim sinai of doif and akuma. V'nase avir mehatzad. So now the empty space of less than three tefachim is no longer in the middle. It is next to the wall. Why? Because I've made the roof, the schach posel, I've made that part of the doifin. That's the doif and akuma. And now that man d'yomer holds, now I can use the halacha l'maishim sinai of lavud. Zeu loy amrinin halacha achas mikoyach halacha acheres. I don't say one halacha based on another halacha. This halacha of lavud is not independent. It's dependent that I first will say daif nakuma, and therefore the space, the airspace, will be less than three tefachim, not in the middle of the roof, but next to the wall, which is the crooked wall of daif nakuma. So you're only saying lavud mikoyach daif nakuma. That you don't say. V'hachanami, or in the case of the run. Be'ein defanis magiyas l'schach. Let's say the walls don't reach all the way up to the pasul schach, the kosher schach. There's a space on the top of the wall till you reach the roof. D'loy shayach laden doif and akuma, kivin the yesh kanavir. You can't say there's a crooked wall here because you have a space from the wall to the roof. Elim kein, todin tchila good asik. First, you'll have to say the halacha l'maishim sinai of good asik. Umagiyas l'schach, I'll stretch the wall through the halachic principle of good asik up to the schach. V'azai shayach laden doif and akuma. Then I can say, if you can make it a halachic wall of good asik, that the wall is reaching up to the schach, now I can have the other halacha l'maishim sinai of doif and akuma. Zehu lo yamrinet. That we don't say. Then says Rabbi Akiva Eger, Avol in kol echad v'echad shayach lodin le'atzmai. But if each halacha l'maishim sinai can work independently, one halacha is not based on the other halacha, amrinim be'kama hilchasais, then you can say many halacha l'maishim sinai. As there's a famous vitz that is said, that somebody had a menorah, silver menorah, in the sukkah, you bring out your best kalim. So he brought out a beautiful Shabbos leichter, a silver Shabbos leichter, and he couldn't believe that it was overnight stolen. He said, how could it be stolen? It was in the sukkah. And they asked him, what kind of sukkah did you have? Oh, I had a sukkah based on good asik and halacha ma'aseh Sinai of lavud, and I had a doifin akuma. So there was a wonder that the Shabbos leichter, the beautiful silver Shabbos leichter, were stolen. It was a sukkah built totally on halachas. But according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if each halacha l'mayshem Sinai is working independently, then Einich and Ami, you could have more than one halacha l'mayshem Sinai to kasher a sukkah. The Rabbi Akiva Eiger in this paragraph is not telling us an example of that. Now, I think we could find an example if we look in the Sefer, Piskei Tshuvas, on Amud Shin Mem Gimel, in Ois Gimel, in the second paragraph, he brings Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and at first, he seems to be saying different than what we just read from the Shas HaTshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Siman Yud Beis. But after we analyze it, we will see that he, in fact, is giving us an example where each halacha l'mayshem Sinai works independently. I'll quote what the Piskei Tshuva says. V'agoyin Rabbi Akiva Eiger biras dvorav, shetrei hilchas alo yamrin, hainu, dafke hecha she'i efshe lod na'alechad al mikoy chedir. As we explained, you can only have one based on the other halacha. K'goyin hode einat fanas magiyas l'schach, in a case where the walls don't reach a schach. She yefshe lomer doifen akumo, elem kein tarmer betchila gudasik. I love it. Avol kishe'en halacha aschachas, nik'sheres b'chavrata. But if one halacha is not dependent on its friend, it's not tied up with its friend. Shaper amrina trehil chase, you could say more than one halacha ma'ishim sinai. Ulachain, im begaga sukkah, begmar aschach apostle. In the case where we have after the roof, which is posel schach, yesh aver pachas megimel tvachim, there's space less than three tvachim. V'achakein, v'achakach schach kosher, then you have the schach kosher. Sheira sukkah, the sukkah is kosher. Ki doifen akuma hu diyun nifrit. We're looking separately on doifen akuma. V'achakach donamanu b'inyin lovin. And then we're looking at the halacha ma'ishim of lovin. Lahas mecha schach ha-kosher l'doifen. To be somech the kosher schach to the doifen through the principle of lovin. So each one is being looked at independently. So l'chayra, we have just read in the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Siman Yud Beis, that Rabbi Akiva Eiger said that the case of lovin and doifen akuma is a case where the lovin is dependent on doifen akuma. Here the Piskei Tshuvas quoting Rabbi Akiva Eiger is telling us that the lovin is not dependent on the doifen akuma. So what is the pshat here? The answer is very simple. Because Rabbi Akiva Eiger was going in, according to the Mandi Omar, that ain lovud me emtza. That lovud is not set in the middle, it's only set on the side. So then ain nechanami. The only way I can make an effective lovud here is by saying first doifen akuma, and now the lovud is no longer in the middle of the roof. It is next to the wall because the wall is a crooked wall. So the doifen akuma is causing the lovud. So the Rebbe Akiva Eiger says, if one halacha l'mayshem Sinai comes because of another halacha l'mayshem Sinai, then you don't say it. That's what the run is being mechadish. However, the Piskei Tshuvas is speaking l'chayra b'pashtas according to the other Mandi Omer. According to the other Mandi Omer, that we say lovud mei emtza. So if we say lovud mei emtza in this same case, you don't need one halacha l'mayshem Sinai to create a second halacha l'mayshem Sinai. Each halacha l'mayshem Sinai functions on its own. There's a halacha of doifen akuma, which makes it a crooked wall. And then I have a separate halacha, which is not dependent on the halacha l'mayshem Sinai of doifen akuma. Because even if I wouldn't say doifen akuma, I could still say lovud if you hold yesh lovud me'emtza. There is lovud in the middle. It doesn't have to be on the tzad. So if it doesn't have to be on the side, I don't have to come on to that halacha l'mayshem Sinai of doifen akuma. I independently have the halacha l'mayshem Sinai of lovud. In such a case, according to that Mandi Omer, that yesh lovud me'emtza, then, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and that's what the Piskei Tshuvas here is speaking about, according to that Mandi Omer, ein hachanami, one is not dependent on the other, then you could say more than one halacha l'mayshem Sinai. L'chayra, this is the pshat in the Piskei Tshuvas, and now we have gained from all this an example of when each halacha Mishum Sinai is able to work independently. This is the mahalach of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. There are other mahalchim in how to understand the Svar of the Run. We'll just mention one of them, and that is the Orach HaShulchan. The Orach HaShulchan in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Beis, Sif Dalid, says Vizel Ushaynoi, Vatam, the reason of the Run, Nira, the Cholhechi, the Mafsig Avir, Afila Begoiva, Ein Mokum Ladoifin Litzarfa. Whenever you're dealing with air, you cannot be Mitzaref the Doifen to say Doifen Akuma. Ve'eich Neumar, Sha'aschach Apostle, Hu Min Ha Doifen V'nisakim. How can you say that the Apostle Schach on the roof is part of the wall and it became crooked? Haloy Eina Magil HaDoifen Shabbat Sad, B'nei Ha'avir HaMafsik. Because it doesn't reach the wall. So if it doesn't reach the wall, how can I ever say the concept of Doifen Akuma? That's how the Orach HaShulchan understands why, in the case when the Defanas are not Magia to the Schach, we don't say Doifen Akuma. It's not because of Trei Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, it's because there's an Aver that's Mafsig, and therefore, B'Metzius, you can't say Doifen Akuma. Then he brings down, Avel Atur Kosef Damrina Doifen Akuma, Afila Eina Doifen Al Yutvachim, V'Agag Avoya Mimenu Harbe. We do say the tour argues on the run, Shan Royan, Hadoifen Kiilu Oila Adlamala, Vaoz Noima Doifen Akuma, Adkan Lashoinai. So the tour holds that even in this case of the run, we do say Doifen Akuma, even though we're having to come on to good Asik, and even though there's Avir, the tour holds that, as the Orach HaShulchan concludes, Kloimer Shazeh Atzmei Royin Kilu Adoifen Oil Ad Lamala, even though it's Negeya to air between the top of the wall until it reaches the roof, but we say that there's a crooked roof here, even though it involves that air. The air is not a problem, according to the tour of Doifen Akuma. What do we paskin halacha l'maisa? So the run sheet is brought down by the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Sukkos Siman Tov Reish Lamed Beis Sif Aleph. He paskins like the run. However, the Taz in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Beis Sif Katan Aleph and the El Yoraba in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Beis Sif Katan Beis, they disagree and they hold that there is a halacha of Doifen Akuma even in such a situation like the run, because they hold like the tour. Halacha l'maisa, the Mishnah Brura brings both shitas in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Beis Sif Katan Dalet. However, in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Katan Chaf, there he only brings the sheet of the run, as the Magen Avraham paskin like the run, and so too we find in the Orach HaShulchan in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Beis Sif Katan Dalet that Ladina says the Orach HaShulchan Zel Lashoyner Le'in Yendina Yesh LaHachmer L'Maisa Halach L'Maisa, the Mishnah Brura and Orach HaShulchan both are paskening like the sheet of the run, that whether it's because Avir you don't say Doifen Akuma, or whether it's like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, when one halacha l'maisa m'sinai is built from another halacha l'maisa m'sinai, you don't say Doifen Akuma. Whatever the svar is, the G'doylei Poiskim HaAchroinim paskin like this run, and so a person should be machmer in such a situation not to.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.